presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
October 28, 11 o'clock America New York, DAX, FTSE boom faces resistance after strong week of gains. DAX and FTSE have had a good run this week despite higher rates and political uncertainty that continues to rattle markets.
Daily FX market news.
October 28, 10:30 America New York. Why do stocks suffer when interest rates rise? Higher U.S. Treasury yields have coincided with declines by U.S. stock markets.
New York Times Business.
October 28, 10:15 America New York. CNN cuts back on original series and films. Acquired and commissioned documentary movies and TV shows like Navalny and Stanley Tucci, Searching for Italy, are going away.
BBC News Business.
October 28, 10 o'clock America New York, Elon Musk clears out Twitter bosses in $44 billion deal. The billionaire acts as the social media platform's executives in his first move after buying the firm.
New York Times Business.
October 28, 9:07 America New York. Twitter files to pull shares from stock market as Elon Musk moves in. Twitter filed documents seeking to remove its shares from the New York Stock Exchange, the first step toward becoming a private company under Elon Musk's ownership. Elon Musk closed his $44 billion deal to buy the social media service on Thursday night.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
October 28, 9 o'clock America New York. America's only new nuclear plant inches closer to start. Georgia's Vogtle nuclear plant could begin supplying power next spring after years of delays.
Daily FX market news.
October 28, 9 o'clock America New York. U.S. dollar retains gains despite softer than expected core PCE inflation. September U.S. core PCE rises to 5.1% YOY, 0.1% below expectations, a sign that inflationary pressures remain elevated but are growing less aggressively than in previous months.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
October 28, 8:57 America New York, U.S.-backed plan to cap price of Russian oil hits delays. Biden administration faces a delay in installing plan to cap Russian oil until after midterm elections, bracing for market volatility and threats of reduced supplies.
New York Times Business.
October 28, 8:40 America New York, bad news for the Fed as inflation and wages continue to climb rapidly. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure showed that price gains remained fast in September, and a gauge of wages it watches closely is climbing quickly. Fed policymakers have been raising interest rates this year to try to cool down consumer demand, hoping to slow rapid inflation.
Global Economy.
October 28, 8:26 America New York. Desperately hard choices lie ahead for Sunak and Hunt. The cost of living crisis combined with the fiscal challenge pits support for households against even higher borrowing.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
October 28, 8:07 America New York. Shirley Swarney RIP. I learned on Wednesday that my fellow UCLA PhD grad Shirley Swarney died on October 20th. Health economist Michael F. Cannon wrote a very thoughtful obituary and summary of some of the highlights of Shirley's excellent work.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
October 28, 7:53 America New York, Airbus to push ahead with production increases as Boeing lags. The European plane maker is extending its lead over its main rival in the crucial market for smaller jets.
Global Economy.
October 28, 5:32 America New York, VW says supply chain problems are becoming the norm. Europe's largest carmaker downgrades delivery targets citing lack of parts.
BBC News Business.
October 28, 5 o'clock America New York, what next for Twitter under Elon Musk? The BBC's technology editor looks at the path ahead for the tech company and the billionaire.
BBC News Business.
October 28, 2:37 America New York, giant UK gas storage site reopened ahead of winter. Centrica is reopening its Rough gas storage facility to increase the UK's capacity by 50%.
Global Economy.
October 28, 0:00 America New York, rich people's problems. Am I barking mad to pay for pet insurance? With a premium of about £4,000 a year, the money might do better in a rainy day savings account.